there's another thing about the quantum world. It really doesn't respect time necessarily. So in the book, you, I guess, offer some evidence that people can pray for yesterday. In other words, go back and change the past. Is there actually evidence for this?
This was the most mind-boggling part of the research, Art. I was amazed by this one study. It was a prayer study, and it was done in Israel with a bunch of patients who have had blood infection, sepsis.
Uh-huh.
And they were carefully divided into two groups, and these were all patients in the hospital. And one half of the, you know, one group was prayed for to see if they could get better more quickly, and the other half wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who were prayed for were better in every way. They got better quicker than the other ones. And the only catch of it was the people who were prayed for had been in the hospital in the early 90s, and when the prayers were carried out in the year 2000. And now the guy who did this actually wanted to prove that alternative medicine doesn't work. He was a skeptic.
Oh, no kidding.
No, this was supposed to show this stuff doesn't work. And I think he meant to say you can't use the scientific model to look at this. But he published it in The Lancet, and it got pounced on by skeptics and believers alike to show that, you know, you can that A, prayer studies work, and B, you can go back and change the past. So this became a real argument. But, you know, I started looking at this because this is where I have a big bunch of trouble. You know, how can you go back and change the past? And there have been enormous numbers of studies trying to do just this thing, where they've tried to change the activity in a shopping mall, you know, the way people walk in a shopping mall, whether or not you could influence that retroactively. This is called retroactive intention. There have been some really interesting studies. We talked about REG machines. There were some great studies done by a guy called Helmut Schmidt, where he, instead of putting the REGs on a computer screen, he had them as a series of left and right clicks. So they were an audio kind of equipment. And he would tape it already, so he would have the output already. Then he'd have somebody listen to it 4 to 6 days later and attempt to change it. And now remember, the thing had already been run.
Mm-hmm.
But when he went and he put a master in a vault, so he'd have that master, he'd go back and listen to it and hear that there, if he had asked the person to do more left ear clicks than right ear clicks, he'd find that it had been changed in that direction.
God. Oh, that's incredible.
So you think, well, what was going on here? And what was going on was not that he changed the past. What was going on was that the mind reached back, in a sense, down the timeline and affected it at the point when it was generated. So in
well,
other words, we don't affect,
that is
we don't change
the past.
Past.
Well, but
our
that is affecting
goes back
the past,
and fixes
though.
The present, changes the present.
Changes the present.
Yeah. That's what a lot of people are talking about. A lot of scientists have now evidence to show, in a sense, the past, our past and our present are shaking hands with each other all the time. The future is constantly affecting, future conditions are constantly affecting the present.